AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's been stormy this morning in Iowa, Missouri, and a big chunk of Texas. Tornadoes touched down in Oklahoma yesterday, and they had hail the size of baseballs. Emergency official Lloyd Colston in Altus, Oklahoma, said they knew it was coming.
If you were surprised, at any or all surprised by the tornadoes, the hail, the high wind, the flooding, you weren't paying attention.
Though there are no reports of injuries, there is serious damage to some power lines in Oklahoma. Do it now. That's the government telling Amtrak to install a safety system on the northbound rails in Philadelphia, a safety system that will automatically slow down trains if the engineer doesn't do it. And Amtrak says it will comply. Our Violet Ekonomova on how the system works.
The system notifies the engineer when a train is above the speed limit and automatically applies the brakes if the engineer doesn't respond. It's already being used for southbound trains approaching the curve where the derailment occurred. The federal call for immediate action puts more pressure on Amtrak, which has previously said it plans to install a next-generation system for the entire corridor by year's end.
The train derailment last week in Philadelphia killed 8 people and injured more than 200 others. A sailor assigned to the destroyer USS Farragut has died after falling from a hotel balcony in Bahrain. The ship was docked there during a routine port visit. The sailor was on liberty in an area of hotels and restaurants that cater to Navy personnel. At the Vatican,
lo ha sperimentato in modo evidente.
Pope Francis has elevated to sainthood 2 19th century nuns from what was then called Palestine, a sign of encouragement to Christians across the Middle East who are being persecuted by Islamic militants. This is AP Radio News. Republicans who want to be president are blasting Hillary Clinton, saying she ought to answer more questions from the press. Here's our Carlotta Bradley.
Speaking at a dinner hosted by the Iowa Republican Party, former business executive Carly Fiorina said,
if Hillary Clinton is going to run for presidency of the United States, she is going to have to answer some questions.
Also chiming in was Kentucky Senator Rand Paul.
Someone needs to ask Hillary Clinton if she ever takes any questions. Someone needs to ask Hillary Clinton, was it a good idea to topple Gaddafi in Libya?
I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Earlier in the day, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush praised U.S. commandos who killed an Islamic State group commander in Syria, described as head of the oil operations for the militants. But he gave no credit to President Obama, whom Bush accused of allowing the rise of the militants by pulling back U.S. forces from Iraq. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.